Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crowe, and you have joined the Medicinal Mushrooms broadcast. We've been talking about medicinal mushrooms for several months now, actually. And today our subject is going to be medicinal mushrooms and prostate health. If you haven't been here before, I encourage you to get a pen and paper and take notes and be prepared to have more information about how to have a healthy prostate by the time we're done here today. We've got several guests that are going to talk about their personal experiences, and we've got Bob Klein, who's had a lot of experience with medicinal mushrooms. So it should be a really good show today, and invite your friends. While I'm talking, call some people and invite them to listen in. If you can listen over the computer, if you want to dial in to listen, you can dial 347-637-1981. So you can email that to some people, send it to them, call them, tell them, come and listen. Before we actually get started, I'm going to read a little disclaimer here. This is an informational broadcast only and is not intended to and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to GanoXL products, so individual results may vary. We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXL products. Statements made during this call have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXL products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. Okay, so prostate health. this is not an issue I've had to deal with personally, but I have had students and clients who have had issues, so I've learned a few things over the years. I'm going to share just a little bit of what I know. First of all, we're going to, cover some basic stuff that we normally do. You know, when you go to your allopathic doctor, their training is pharmaceuticals. That's why they're called an allopathic doctor. That's what that means. It's trained in how to use chemicals in the body. And so what they're going to recommend to you, besides possibly exercise, some things like that, they're mainly going to recommend certain pharmaceuticals. So we're going to talk about those just briefly. The main ones that they will recommend are Cardura, Flomax, Hytrin, and Proscar. As we've seen before, generally pharmaceuticals have side effects. Some of them can be very dangerous. Some of the side effects with Cardura are dizziness, fatigue, hypotension, which is low blood pressure, and it can be dangerously low blood pressure. You know, high blood pressure is a problem. Super low blood pressure is also a problem. Another side effect with Cardura is fluid retention, drowsiness, and malaise. Malaise is a broad spectrum term for I just feel like crap. You know, I don't feel good. All right. Flomax, the side effects are weakness, back pain, dizziness, sleepiness, colds, coughs, sinus infection, and ejaculation disorders. The side effects with Hytrin, dizziness again, palpitations, vertigo, weakness, flu symptoms, headache, hypotension, again, low blood pressure, nausea, fluid retention in your extremities, weight gain, drowsiness, indigestion, stuffy nose, blurred vision, impotence, and urinary tract infection. And then the last one was Proscar, and the side effects with that are impotence, decreased libido, decreased volume of ejaculate, ejaculation disorder, breast enlargement, breast tenderness, hypersensitivity reactions such as swelling of the lips and face, and testicular pain. None of that sounds like a good time to me. But, you know, what do you do? If you don't take these, is there no hope? Are there any options? My experience and the experience of multitudes of other people is that there are solutions. There are natural solutions, and that's one of the things we're here to talk about today, is Ganoderma lucidum as a possible option. One of the things that is generally recommended, if you don't know about, you should know, is saw palmetto. Saw palmetto works like many of these pharmaceuticals without the side effects. Like the prescription drug Proscar, saw palmetto blocks the conversion of testosterone to its what they call the problematic cousin, which is dehydrotestosterone, but it does so without any of the drug side effects. So anyone who's dealing with prostate should seriously be looking into saw palmetto. I'm assuming most of you know this, but on the chance that there are people who haven't heard, this is, you know, the number one option for doctors who recommend natural options. Saw palmetto is probably number one. Zinc is a really big deal. You know, if you try to treat something like swollen prostate with pharmaceuticals and you aren't covering your basic needs nutritionally, it just doesn't make sense. You know, give your body what it needs to function properly nutritionally, and then if you still have a problem, then look for other solutions like the saw palmetto. But you need a good amount of zinc and B6 in order to have healthy prostate function. So you want to make sure those bases are covered. If you're doing a fair amount of alcohol, that causes your body to excrete zinc, and so you're going to need more. So if you're a person who likes to drink beer or whatever, on a fairly regular basis, you need to pay attention to the fact that you're causing your body to flush zinc out, and you're going to need extra zinc. and just basic vitamin minerals are something that you want to pay attention to. If you don't have a really excellent diet, you want to make sure that you're getting enough of your basic vitamins and minerals. That being said, there's, you know, a number of supplements that people have used for just for prostate swelling. And we've seen with GanoXL, you know, if you Google, as Bob Klein has recommended numerous times, if you Google, you can go to ehow.com, you can go to about.com, you can go to ask.com, you can go to Google Scholar, you can go to PubMed, any of these places, and you can put in Ganoderma or Ganoderma lucidum and put in, you know, swollen prostate, you can put in prostate cancer, you can put in BPH. BPH is an abbreviation for benign prostatic hyperplasia, which means swollen prostate. And you'll find there's been a lot of research regarding Ganoderma and the prostate, and Ganoderma has proven to be extremely helpful. Another thing I want to talk about is prostate cancer. prostate cancer is the number one cancer killer in the U.S., so this is a big deal. And what I want people to come away with today is the knowledge that, first of all, if you haven't woken up to prevention, you want to. You know, you want to wake up. Prevention is the absolute most enjoyable way to deal with cancer. Just don't get it in the first place. And prevention doesn't have to be hard. Prevention can be extremely pleasant, especially with a product like GanoXL's Ganoderma, because they've got it in coffee and tea, oatmeal and cocoa. There's a number of ways to get it into your system. And in addition to having been proven to be extremely powerful as a preventive, it's also causing you just to, it helps lift the mood. It helps reverse your age. You know, it's helping your blood pressure, your blood sugar. I mean, it's like helping so many areas of your body while you're preventing cancer. Preventing cancer doesn't have to be miserable. It can be extremely pleasant. And Ganoderma by GanoXcel is one of the most pleasant ways that I know to do this. I got about three chats going on here in the background, so I'm having a little trouble focusing here. But I want people to wake up to the concept of prevention. I'm just telling you, you just don't want to go through what you have to go through when you get a cancer diagnosis. The fear, the stress, the grief, the financial expense, the pain, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. And cancer is preventable. It's easily preventable. And I encourage you to wake up to this. If you're already dealing with a cancer diagnosis, you need to know that there are ways to get past it. And I know we're here talking mainly about Ganoderma, but I want to encourage people to go to the places I mentioned and Google natural prostate cancer cure and see what you come up with. Let me give you a name here that everyone should know about this, just as a starting point. This may not be your ending point, but a starting point. The name is Burzynski. That's capital B-U-R-Z, as in zoo, Y, N, S as in Sam, K-I, Burzynski. This is a doctor who is curing cancer on a regular basis. They've made a movie about him. If you just put in his name in Google, put his name in and put cancer in, you'll find all kinds of information on him. This is just one thing. You know, there's a number of ways to deal with prostate cancer out there. They've got hyperthermal treatment where they insert a probe into the rectum and it goes right by the prostate and it puts heat in the area. Thermal treatment is one way that they treat cancer, but cancer is very sensitive to heat. And so there's other ways to deal with this naturally that don't cause all the side effects that you get with chemotherapy. There's ozone treatment. You know, there's just a lot of options out there, and they don't have to be expensive, and they don't have to be far away. Do your own due diligence and find out what other people are doing. Find out what other people have used to have success. We've got some guys here that are going to share their testimonies with BPH, but just know that there are other people who have had success with a number of things, and GanoXcel is one of those that's one of the least expensive, one of the most pleasant, that has the most pleasant side effects. Like I say, the side effects of Gano are increased health, you know, so this is what you want to do. So I'm going to open up real quick and ask, let's see, I had him here. Let me find my guy. He's disappeared. Okay. I'm going to have Rod Souza share his story here real quick. Hold on. Rod, are you there?
I am here. Here I am.
Good. I'm glad you made it through. So I'm going to open it up to you and let you share your story, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate the time and opportunity to do this because hopefully it will be a blessing for those out here dealing with these kind of issues. I guess I could start out by saying, you know, I first got introduced to Gano about a year ago, and it was introduced to me as a coffee, you know, derivative, and I'm not a coffee drinker, so it didn't get my attention at all. But when I started really learning about what this Ganoderma was really all about, you know, of course I looked at the coffee delivery system as being ingenious, in my opinion, the way it was all produced. But, you know, I started realizing the other you know, the teas and the straight Gano and the capsules and that. So my own health, I count my blessings every day because I'm 61 years old and I've been really blessed with good health. I've always tried to take care of myself and be conscious of the things I eat and that. I'm not perfect at it by no means, but, you know, we're attacked in our environment every day on all kinds of levels and stuff from foods to water, you name it. I could write a book on half of this stuff. But in any case, I hadn't been to a doctor in probably 40 years and for anything, you know, and that. And it came about that I was going to go in to get a physical because of an insurance thing that was coming up or something. And so I went in and I got this physical. They took my blood. They did the whole thing. And a week later, I got the results back. Well, the results came out really, you know, basically positive. I was in basically in health, but there was one issue that apparently I was dealing with, and it had to do with the what they call the PSA levels. And I wasn't even familiar with that. And apparently, according to their standard, the PSA level, anything 4 and above, is questionable, or it puts up a red flag for them. I had some people tell me, well, when you start getting up to 6 and 7 and all that, then you really start having to have an issue. But my level, I think at that time, it was like reading 4.8 or something. So the doctor was concerned enough where he said, well, you better go to a urologist and have this checked out and follow up, because from what I understood, you know, if you have anything with cancer going on or whatever, and they catch it early enough, apparently they can cure it and take care of it or whatever they do. And my nature is I've never had a lot of faith or trust in doctors when it comes to these type of issues, you know, as far as them patching you back together if you get hurt or in a crash or something. That's one thing too. They do have their place, but from my experience, as I think you mentioned before, it seems to me that most of this all deals with generating revenue and, you know, the pharmaceuticals and being salesmen for that and that. So I told the doctor, I said, well, you know, give me a month or so to deal with this. I'll address the issue, and then I'll come back and I'll get another test to see where I'm at. And at that time, I had in the back of my mind, well, hey, you know, I'm going to start running with this Gano, because I did have some. And when I first bought the Gano, I didn't buy it for me specifically. I bought it for my wife, which is another story I can tell later. But in any case, I started popping these things. I was doing like 4 caps a day. I did 2 in the morning and 2 at night. In that, and I just went through the routine every day. I didn't miss a lick, and I was drinking some of the tea as well. In that, and so about a month went by, and I went back in and got my blood drawn again. And it was just at that time when I got my test back about 3 weeks ago. And of course, that's when I think I did my testimony at that time. In that. But it was kind of exciting, not just the fact that I wasn't worried about it. You know, I just had trust and faith. I knew I was going to be okay anyway. And that, so it turned out that the doctor sent back my report, and I guess my level, it dropped down to 2.6. And he said that don't be concerned about it anymore. He said that don't even, you know, to hold off from going to a urologist. There's no point in it, and to get checked within a year. So through the process of doing this Gano, you know, I can't say that that's exactly what it was, but hey, obviously something turned this around or fixed it or lowered or did whatever, and all I can do is relate to the fact that it was the Gano that, you know, had a great influence on the condition that, you know, that this turned out to be. So it definitely got my attention, and believe me, with all the testimonies I've seen or read since that time, and even in my own world with some of the people I've dealt with, and that, it definitely it doesn't take a twist my arm to convince me that there's obviously something going on here with the Gano. So I'm real thankful for having such a thing, and I can tell you, by all means, anybody that's dealing with any health issues, I mean, for the what it costs to get this product, I mean, even if you were to run with it for a month or two, I mean, hey, what do you got to lose, man? Give it a shot and see what results you'll get, or else you could spend thousands of dollars going to doctors and getting all these tests and doing all this stuff that they run you through and that. So, you know, it's a choice of our own, but I still count my blessings. I thank the good Lord that I'm still in good health and I'm still moving around and breathing and that. So, hey, I guess all I can say at this point is that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
That's awesome. So are you in agreement with me that this is one of the most pleasant ways to deal with this issue?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't think of any other way. I mean, it certainly isn't going to hurt you, that's for sure, like you were just mentioning earlier about all the side effects. That kind of blows me away when they're promoting these drugs and they go, well, and be ready because it might do this, this, and this, and this, and all these, and they give you a minute of side effects, even including death, and you're thinking, my word, and you're going to be taking this stuff, you know, so
I know.
It's mind-boggling, but anyway, like I say, anybody that's any kind of these issues, man, like get the Gano. Even if you don't drink the coffee, get the capsules. I mean,
you bet.
Try it for a month or two and the kind of results you get. I think you'll be pleasantly amazed and shocked or whatever, but definitely it's
Are you also noticing positive things besides your prostate issue? While you're taking that and your prostate has been mending, have you noticed other positive things?
Well, I can't honestly say I have. I've always been kind of an upbeat individual. I've always been positive. I've always tried to look at the good things. I've always had a philosophy.
So have you noticed any difference in your energy or your sleep patterns or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I you know, my energy is upbeat. Now, with my wife, real quick, man, she was going almost a year probably sleeping close to 16 hours a day, if not more. And since she's been doing the Gano, it's been a month now, she's lucky she sleeps 8 hours a day, and most times even less anymore. She has all this energy,
That's awesome.
Upbeat and everything. So it's like, hey, you know, and my brother-in-law, he's a diabetic. Just like Bob said, his hair grew back and it's dark again and stuff. I have a brother-in-law that's a diabetic. He's up in his late 60s and they wrap his legs all the time because they swell up and everything. And I turned him on to the Gano and he was excited because he called me back. He goes, man, he says for the first time, he says he's actually growing hair back on his legs and it's even black. And he said his blood pressure has dropped tremendously, and even the nurses that take care of him were really impressed or amazed about the change that he's made at that level. So these are the stories that just continually flow, and the testimonies are endless with this stuff. And I've never seen a product in all the years that I've done this stuff, or even marketing, if you will, if you want to run with it on that level, I've never seen a product that has been more documented in my life than this Gano. And that's on all levels, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
So,
and effective, extremely effective. Well, thank you, Rod, for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to have another person share their story. We're going to have Charles. Just briefly before I get Charles on, I want to mention something that I forgot to mention earlier. If you are dealing with cancer, if you are concerned about cancer, you really need to be conscious of your sugar consumption. A lot of people don't know this, but cancer is very glucose dependent. And I hear people say, well, you know, when you eat, your body turns everything into glucose. And this is true, but it's much more slowly metabolized in your system than sugar. It's like if you have a fire going, and you throw another log on, the log's going to burn, but it's going to burn slowly. But if you take lighter fluid and squirt it into the fire, what happens? It just flames up like crazy. Well, this is what sugar does in your body with cancer. You eat food, and it's like that log. It's slowly metabolized in a healthy fashion, and your body uses it. And it does feed the cancer. But when you put sugar in, it's like throwing lighter fluid on a fire. It just is like jet fuel for cancer, so be aware of that. You know, if you're concerned, if you've got cancer in your family, be concerned, be cautious, be aware of the amount of sugar that you consume. Keep your levels low so that you're not fueling and feeding this thing. Okay, so that was just a little aside here. Okay, I got another person here. This is Charles, and Charles is going to tell his story. Charles, are you there?
I'm here, I believe.
Hi, Charles. I hear you.
Fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Tell us what's been going on with you.
That's a good question. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, so I'll try to put it together, so bear with me, okay?
All right.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Charles Crawford. I was introduced to this by Bob Klein. And, you know, of course, you know, you hear everything that comes down the pike is obviously the best thing, right?
You bet.
Okay, so, but I'm a distributor with Noni juice, Tahitian Noni, and
yes.
I've been taking that, you know, for an awful long time, and I do believe that it did, in fact, help. I really do. So I have been taking it for about 10 years. So I do believe that kind of, you know, enhanced my immune system, along with a lot of other things, but nonetheless.
You bet.
So I went to the doctor about 6 years ago, somewhere there, and you know, the guy did what they do, you know, to aging people. I happen to be one of them. So he said my PSA was extremely high, just about off the chart. So again, they wanted to check it out, and which they did, and they did find cancer, prostate cancer. So so the doctor told me, he says, well, you do have it, and so he started sharing with me some of my various options. And so he says, I know you're not really hearing me at this point. And I says, I beg your pardon? Do you mind if I ask you why you think I don't hear you? He says, because every time people hear the C word of cancer, they panic, and that's all they can think about. And I really appreciate that, but I'm not that kind of guy. Please give me the information, and we'll go from there. You know, I happen to be a believer in Jesus Christ, you know what I mean, so I ask him from the body.
Yeah.
He'll be present with the Lord. So there's no intimidation there, but I don't want to be foolish either, you know.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. So, I've had a series of biopsies throughout the years, and again, the cancer was still there, but nonetheless, the PSA did go down to some extent, and then it started inching up. What I did after I discovered that the prostate cancer was there, I said, listen, they suggested radical surgery or, the other routine stuff, radiation or whatever. So I said, let me know what I need to do. So I'm not going to do any of those things. What I want to do is make a lifestyle change and just monitor, work with me. And so they did. So for about 6 years, I'd go in and, my PSA would kind of go up and down, but it did go down tremendously when I made the change. Now, again, I'm trying a number of different products. I just don't want to sit idle nor stagnant. So
yeah.
I became proactive, so I've tried a number of things. And I do believe that many of them really, in fact, help slow down the growth or the rapid growth of it. So I've been taking a number of things. And now, again, I'm not going to say that it was definitely gone. Well, I'm not going to say that, okay? But I'm not stupid. I started taking it after Bob Klein twisted my arm a few times, and I let him do that because I'm tougher than him. No, but he did. So he talked to me about it. I said, okay, fine. So I went out to the office, picked up, I signed up, and then I did get it. I got the oatmeal. I got the tablets. And coffee, which I don't drink, but from what I understand, if you drink this coffee, it's healthy coffee. I says, okay, fine. So I gave that a shot, gave the tea a shot as well. And what else did I take? But at any rate, I did take the product. And so I went in for another biopsy very shortly thereafter. And again, I'm still taking other products. But however, after I took this biopsy, I got a call from my doctor, from the urologist, and he says he wanted to leave me a message, but I didn't get back to him, so he called me back again, and he wanted to leave me a message and phone tag, as it were, so we didn't touch bases. So he did send me, he forwarded me a letter and stated that, he says, in all 6 years, we've always found cancer cells. And he says, well, for the first time in 6 years, I was looking for that letter before I got on the phone, but unfortunately, at the age of 70, Gano didn't help me there. Okay. But anyway, I was going to read the letter. But bottom line was they said that in all the 6 years, the very first time, they did not find any cancer cells,
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only thing that I know that based on the research, it sounded very much in line with the research from Gano. Again, like I said, I'm not saying 100% that was it, but however, I certainly would say that it didn't hurt me at all. And,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And did you find this process extremely stressful? Did you enjoy the choices that you made? Did you, what was the process like?
No. Which process?
Well, the natural choices that you made, the products that you took, process for you?
Well, you look at my face, you think it was pleasant. People said, I wish I could be like you. I said, okay, fine. I'm supposed to speak positive, but I wish you could listen to my inner voice screaming for ice cream, screaming for all that sugar, for years. I've been brainwashed about having to be positive, so I try to be that way. But bottom line is, You know, I mean, I endured it. I've cleansed a lot. You know, the master cleanse, I've done that a number of occasions, looking for like a miracle through that, you know, that through that process. But it didn't happen. But I don't believe it hurt me at all either. But I did that on a...
Do you feel like that was a more pleasant process than, say, chemotherapy?
What's that?
Do you think it was a more pleasant process than, say, chemotherapy?
I'm going to let you answer that one. Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, I told the guy asked me if I was stubborn. I said, no, I'm not stubborn, you know what I mean? I'm persistent. And again, if my PSA goes off the chart, just let me know. But if it seems to be holding fast, then, you know, I'll do it. I'm not stubborn. So I did listen to him. But, however, I do believe that, you know, the natural way is obviously the best.
Well, the reason I ask those questions is because I know there are guys out there going, I'll hate it. If I have to do anything natural, I'll hate it, you know. And I just go, it's not that bad. Come over to the light, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it really isn't that bad. I just think it's just a matter of changing habits. And it's not bad, you know, it's just different. And, you know, may I say something just point blank? You'll probably never have me on the call again. I just say to the guys, you know, okay, it's tough, and it's you know, I can't. I say, grow up, dude. Okay, listen, grow up, man. You know, if it's tough, it's going to be a lot tougher if the cancer gets worse. So go the natural way. It's different.
Yes, and here's another really important point is, did any of these natural things cause you to become impotent?
I don't know, because I'm celibate over 20-some years, probably so. I'm a celibate man, you know.
Yes, but your body probably has responses anyway, you know. And that's one of the things that people need to know, not only just from doing the pharmaceutical drugs that can cause impotence, but definitely if they decide to cut on you and do surgery, you know, then it's game over,
yes,
you know.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
you know,
I do believe that, I don't know exactly what it is, but I don't know, I just don't seem to have that fire, you know, although I'm a celibate. But I know something has happened that, I don't know whether it's just age, I don't believe that, but something has taken place that seems to have dampened the fire.
All right. We'll stick with Scano for a while, that might change.
Okay. Yeah, now, you know, I hadn't really taken it in a while, but, you know, shame on me. But I do plan on repurchasing more of it, you know, because I did take the tea, as I mentioned before, the tablets and the oatmeal, and several of the various products. So I do believe that it did, in fact, help.
Well, I appreciate you being here and sharing your story, Charles.
Okay, okay, yeah. You know,
thank you.
Shoot straight from the hip, you know, tell it to
you. Well, you did good. I enjoyed your story, and I know everybody listening enjoyed it. So thanks for being here.
And thank you for having me on the call.
God bless you.
Help somebody, okay? Take care.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, I enjoyed that. Charles was fun. Rod was great. Loved them both. so we're going to have Bob talk now. For those of you who haven't been to one of these broadcasts before, Bob Klein has been with GanoXcel for close to 2 years, and he has used the product himself substantially and seen a lot of wonderful things happen in his own body. And he's just a very knowledgeable man about this product, and so we're going to have him put his 2 cents in here, which is usually worth about, you know, $1,000. He's always got really good stuff to say. Are you there, Bob?
I am here.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay, Donna? Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words, and thank you for the welcome, and hello to everyone, and especially to you, Charles, and to you, Rod. Thank you so much for coming on today. Charles is just a man that I've always looked up to, not because he's taller than me, but he is, but because he has had such an incredibly positive attitude throughout this challenge that he had. And anybody that's around him is he always has people laughing. He's just a tremendous individual. So, you know, a lot of him getting well has to do with his attitude and his faith. Both Rod and Charles share the fact that they are otherwise healthy and do healthy things. And Charles was talking about giving up sugar. This man is, if you look at him, he's slender. You know, these are healthy men. The reason I mention this is they don't know the reasons necessarily why prostate happens. There's some statistical things we can talk about, which I'll talk about. I want to echo first, though, Donna's statement of disclaimer. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. We're not medical practitioners. And, you know, she talked about the prescription drugs. I'm not sure who will be listening to this call, but if you're under a doctor's care, this call is meant to educate you, and not to give you medical advice, but to educate you so you will be in a position to discuss with your doctor and make decisions for yourself. That's the purpose. That's my purpose. We're going to talk about Ganoderma lucidum, the herb. The Ganoderma lucidum, it has been known for thousands of years that it's effective in a variety of ways. And more recently, well, there's a lot of clinical studies that have been done. And what our company has done, GanoExcel, is through research and a couple of inventions, we have lowered the cost of the Ganoderma so that the average person, even in poor countries, can afford it, bringing it down from over $1,000 an ounce, which is more than gold, to pennies an ounce. So that was the founder's mission in the beginning. And so what Rod was saying is it's so inexpensive, why not? What have you got to lose? GanoExcel was the first one to do the massive amount of research, not only themselves, but then to foster research in clinical studies in reputable institutions, and also to put it in coffee. And GanoExcel is the first one to develop an odorless and tasteless extract that can be put in things that people use as habits. GanoExcel produces the purest, most concentrated form available today. It is organic, and we provide 83% of the world's supply. So there are other Ganoderma providers out there, suppliers, but they are basically knockoffs. Nobody really has the quality pharmaceutical grade that we do. That being said, I want to get into the prostate. The first thing that I did my research, I was very interested in this because my own father did PSA research as a scientist, and so I already have an inclination in that direction from things I heard from him when I was a child. But I didn't know a couple of things about the prostate. The first one is, Donna, you'll be probably surprised to hear this, but both women and men have a prostate gland. We don't hear about problems with women's that often because, to be honest, they don't happen to the degree that they do in men. But women do have them, and it's important for them to be concerned about being healthy and doing things for their health, just like men. So this is not just a men's show. I just wanted to say that. The issue that comes up with the prostate is, and again, they don't know all the causes. We're going to talk about some of them here. But the first thing that happens is there's inflammation. It's called prostatitis. Okay, prostatitis. It's hard for me to say. You can tell I'll never be a doctor. there's four forms of this. It's this inflammation or irritation. A couple of them are not very common. But the one that is the most common is called chronic non-bacterial or male chronic pelvic pain syndrome, and that comprises about 95%. And then there is, another one that is another type that has to do with an elevated white blood cell count, which doesn't necessarily mean that there's cancer there. It's just like if you have a fever, it indicates there's a problem. The white blood cell indicates there's a problem, but the irritation and the inflammation and the symptoms associated with that are much more common than the cancer. So we're not just talking, although the fear well, the word cancer strikes fear in anybody. I mean, or apprehension or anxiety or whatever. It's one of the worst things that can happen is a diagnosis. But in reality, the discomfort caused by this inflammation is much, much, much more common. And so the show today is of course going to deal with cancer, and already has, but the irritation and the inflammation is, we really need to talk about that, because that really affects the quality of life, whether there's cancer or not. Where the prostate gland sits, it's both in both men and women, it straddles the urethra, the drain from the bladder, and what happens is when the prostate becomes enlarged, there's typically problems with urination, more frequent urination, feeling that you have to go more frequently, actually going more frequently, meaning you get up in the middle of the night, and for men, a hesitancy when you're urinating, or the ability to not be able to start, or the ability to not to be able to continue with a steady flow and all of that. There's other symptoms. One of the probably the most the most uncomfortable one is, of course, there's pain, either associated with urinating or associating with sexual activity, ejaculation, or other types of pain when you cough or sneeze, and it's caused by pressure that's being built up there. Now I want to switch gears here and talk about who's affected by it. What's really interesting is this is not even across races. The Asian people have less identified cases of issues with their prostate, way less than in the United States. And in the United States, by race, the African Americans have way more. So for comparing the two extremes from black or African Americans to Asians, it's 50 times more, 50 times more likely that an African American now, not just a black person, but an American, a black living in America, would have issues with their prostate than an Asian. So there's a lot of speculation and studies on why that's the case, and a lot of it focuses on nutrition and the fact that in Asia there's much, much less beef, red meat consumed. That is one of the issues. And also the fact that there's more vegetables consumed. And so there's studies that have shown that the diet can be effective. And Asians eat more fish. That's another thing. The omega-3 has been shown to be effective in the prostate. But so we don't have a level playing field. It sort of seems like it's unfair for African Americans to have a higher incidence. But in a way, knowing that, it enables us to help more people because we know there's more of a possibility that they're going to have to deal with it. It generally happens in men over the age of 40 and usually doesn't show up till over the age of 50. And in Charles's case, maybe it was 60 before there were symptoms that he noticed enough to actually go deal with it. Many men have it and even have prostate cancer, and the symptoms are so mild that they die of other causes before there ever is an issue. And this is really interesting because we just don't hear about that kind of a situation. What we hear about is the more dramatic, which is the cancer. And because once the prostate health has gotten to that point, that's when the medical community gets involved. Prevention, as Donna said, is not only a less expensive way, it's a more pleasant way, but it's also a more effective way. And I'll explain. When you go in for a test and your PSA is elevated, that PSA test is not 100% guaranteed that it's right. And so the doctors tell you the only way we can tell for sure is if we go in and we get some cells, a sample, out of your prostate. We stick a needle in there and pull out some cells, and we look at them and see if we can find any cancer cells. It's called a biopsy. And the problem with biopsies is when you puncture your body with an instrument, your body's going to bleed. That's how your body heals. Well, the problem with bleeding is if you're bleeding out cancerous cells, the cancer has an opportunity to spread or metastasize to other organs. And the bladder, the intestines, the lymphatic system, and into your bones. And the statistics show that very few people die of prostate cancer. Very few. It's even though it is, the incidence of it is high, very few people die of it because the cancer spreads to other parts of the body. And that's the danger with any kind of a procedure or operation associated with the prostate, if there's cancer suspected there. So anything you can do to prevent an intrusive procedure is to your benefit because you lessen the chance that the cancer can spread. So nutrition is definitely the way to go. Then there's specific things like the gynoderma that happens to target cancer cells and especially tumors. And by doing that, and they don't understand, by the way, why the gynoderma works specifically and in the same ways on breast cancer the same way it does on prostate and vice versa. But it treats the cancer cells and tumors the same way for breast cancer and prostate cancer. So there's a lot of confirmation on the fact that gynoderma works. Now, prostate cancer is the ninth most common cancer in the world. But it is the number one non-skin cancer in the United States men. And it affects 18% of American men and causes death in 3%. Now we talked about the differences from country to country and race and nationality, but the statistics show that nutrition has a very, very positive impact. The American Dietetic Association have reported with studies that there's a decreased incidence of prostate cancer for those that are following a vegetarian diet. So they'll give you an idea. I'm not suggesting you have to do that, but and also, believe it or not, coffee, there's a study that found a correlation between coffee consumption and a lower risk of aggressive prostate cancer. So once a person has the cancer, then coffee appears to help it. Another study showed that men eating cauliflower and broccoli or other vegetables in that family, which would include cabbage, more than once a week were 40% less likely to develop the prostate cancer. So there's a lot of studies about the natural side of things. Now, we are two case studies here with Rod and with Charles, and there's many. This is not uncommon that the symptoms can be relieved, but in reality what's happening is the gynoderma works to it does so many different things. It increases the oxygen in your blood, which increases the oxygen to the cells. It increases the blood flow. So to areas of the body where the blood flow isn't as strong as it should be or as it used to be, for example, in muscles that aren't used or even glands that aren't used like they used to be, then it increases the circulation, which is it's better able to remove toxins. The prostate is also a gland, as Donna said, that's very sensitive to metals like zinc and selenium. Selenium has been shown to be a very positive metal, and zinc is necessary for the function of the gland. So there's the possibility that heavy metals can accumulate there. So the detoxification of that gland for heavy metals, as well as the increased oxygen, the increased circulation, all helps. Plus the anti-tumor effects all help. Now, there's been some recent studies that link two different strains of viruses to cancerous cells in the prostate. This is pretty interesting because, of course, back to what I can't say it, Donna, but the irritation and inflammation. when you first go to the doctor with the symptoms, the doctor is going to look for the easiest thing to treat first, even if it's not the most likely thing. So they're typically going to give you a round of antibiotics, because if it is bacterial, then the antibiotics would help it. If it's a viral thing, the antibiotics are certainly not going to help it. But that's typically the way a doctor would look at it, is what's the easiest thing to do here. And then there's the other ones that there's some side effects to antibiotics. We know they're not good. They kill the bacteria in the intestine. You have to reculture your intestinal bacteria with the right kind and all of that. There's other side effects as well. But the side effects of the medications that Donna was talking about are much more likely and much more they affect your lifestyle to a greater extent. So, the best approach is to, as Rod did and as Charles did, do everything you can with natural foods, diet, reducing sugar, everything you can possibly do to restore your health generally and specifically to the prostate before it gets to the stage where you have no choice. You have no choice. When it gets to the point where, it's so painful to urinate that you can't urinate, you have no choice. You have to seek that kind of medical attention. So it's so much easier and more pleasant. Now, a couple of interesting things that, and Donna mentioned a couple of them. There's a lot of there's so much evidence. This is an area that gets studied a lot. So there's evidence that psychotherapy helps with these issues. That massage therapy helps with prostate issues. So there's a lot of different alternative types of therapy other than just simply saying, well, I got to do what my doctor says, or I'm only going to do what my doctor says and not do anything else. Now, what I was talking to someone yesterday, and this is somebody that has a background in medicine, and they were talking about how the body can heal itself, how the body has the ability to heal itself. And, of course, we hear about the immune system, but I think it's a lot more complex in how the body works together. It isn't just the immune system which fights bacteria and viruses and allergens and stuff like that. But your body works together. It's like a very finely tuned instrument where the adrenal glands work with your metabolism. It's so intricate and complex. And it's like your car, if it's missing on one cylinder, then the whole car shakes. If you've got one tire that's a little doesn't have enough air in it, then the whole car vibrates or pulls to the right. So when you get everything working well, your car drives so smooth. It's the same way with your body.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that I really believe about the Ganoderma is this total body approach. It really, truly helps your body work well together so that the endocrines that are being secreted by these glands are being used effectively, that they are that they're working at, I won't say peak performance, but they're working efficiently and effectively together. And this is why I think the Ganoderma produces so many different results in different people, is because it pulls your body together in a way that it begins to work, I just have to say, more efficiently. I don't have a better word than that, but I think the way God designed it to work. Go ahead, Donna.
I think, not being in a laboratory, I can just interject some basic common sense here, and that is I think the GANO works in many different ways against cancer. Anyone who's studied cancer knows it can't live in a high oxygen environment. If you just think about this, have you ever heard of heart cancer? It's just unheard of because there's so much circulation, there's so much oxygen in that area, it's just not possible for there to be cancer there. One of the problems with the prostate is it's a very low circulation area. Well, GANO is a product that really increases the oxygen levels in your body significantly, so that it's used for altitude sickness. So that's one way. You know, it boosts the immune system. That's another way. It's like you said, there can often be a viral factor or a fungal factor, to cancer, and GANO is antifungal. So I think it approaches it, you know, it helps the body in many, many, many ways to do what the body does. The body knows how to kick cancer out. It just needs the tools to work with. And I love the point that you make that we have really higher rates of prostate issues in the U.S. than other places. People start to think that this is normal, and it's not. It's abnormal. It's extremely abnormal. And when you eat a simple diet, what I call a creation diet rather than an advertised manufactured diet, the body knows what to do. It knows how to maintain health. And, I just really want people to know that they have options. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be simple, and it can be pleasant. You can have an effect on your own health. It can be an enjoyable process, and it's very empowering.
I want to take a couple minutes, Donna, and talk about, because Charles talked about the different products that GANO Excel has that he was using, and Rod talked about. He's not a coffee drinker. I want to take a couple minutes here and just, again, we're not saying that these products will cure anything. They're good for your general health. It's important for you to make educated choices and for you to know. But the real workhorse in our products is the Gonoderma Lucidum. It's delivered in different delivery systems. It's no different than, you know, you get a shot with a needle. It's not the needle that makes you well. It's what's in the needle. You know, it's the polio vaccine or whatever. Now, we know there's mercury and polio vaccine. But the point is, the coffee is a delivery system. The soap's a delivery system. The tea's a delivery system. The important thing is you got to use the delivery system to get the Gonoderma Lucidum in your body. And what Mr. Liao, the founder, did was put it in things that you use as a habit so you won't forget. I've already had my coffee today. I took a shower, lathered twice with the soap today, shaved, brushed my teeth with the GANO toothpaste, so I've already got, and took the capsules. So I've already had, you know, a bunch of opportunities to get that Gonoderma working in my body. And before, you know, I'm sure I'll wash my hands a couple more times today. I may have a cup of tea. You get the idea. So the important thing is to get it. It isn't so much which product. There are differences. Some have sugar, some don't. Some have caffeine, some don't. But the important thing is to get it and stay on it long enough. And doctors say, 90 to 120 days, so that your body gets enough of it that it can actually utilize it in over that period of time and literally change the course, the direction that your body's going. That's all really I have to say is that other than, it's important for everyone to take personal responsibility for their own health. I recognize we're not educated to the extent that a lot of people are in the medical community, but I also realize that you cannot have a conversation with an educated person if you aren't, to some degree, educated yourself. You simply can't have a conversation. You can listen to them, but you can't have a conversation or discussion or debate unless you're educated. Make the decision first to be responsible for your own health. You don't have to eat everything that's put in front of you. You don't have to eat everything that's on your plate. You know, you don't have to order off the menu. You can say, I want steamed vegetables with a butter garlic sauce, and they will bring them
to
you.
Absolutely.
And you,
well, we
you
have
don't
15
have
seconds left.
Okay, let me turn it back to you, Donna. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. We got 60 seconds. So I just want to make sure, you know, get back with the person who led you to this broadcast if you're interested in trying this product. If you accidentally found us on Blog Talk Radio, you can contact me at donnacrow.com. We're just really glad you're here. Thank you, Rod and Charles, for being here. Thank you, Bob. I love the information. I had no idea I had a prostate. So my inner image has completely changed. So I just learn so much every time you come on. I really enjoy it. I just thank everybody for being here. Hope you'll be here next week. God bless you all.